Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. Been it's another week of broadcasting. I hope excellence. At least I'm trying to bring it, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway.
Well, I think you do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have my endorsement.
Well, that means something. At least if nothing else, me and you could just do this, and if nobody else likes it, that's fine. That would be fine. Let's talk about New Mexico. They just, Lujan Grisham, that's the land of Grisham. And, yeah. You know, she tried to ban everywhere to carry guns. That didn't work out too well for her. So now she's had her gun buyback. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I found it very interesting. Of course, I've been following these things for, about 10 years. I went to the first, to my first one in 2012, well, the end of 2012, beginning of 2013, in Phoenix, and it was a fascinating, extremely fun event because in Arizona, private purchases are perfectly legal. But in New Mexico, Grisham, the current governor, who's very far left, managed to cram through a bill making private purchases illegal in New Mexico. And what that means is you are not legally allowed to sell a gun to somebody. I mean, they say you can do it to family members, so it's kind of squishy.
Right.
But theoretically, you're not allowed to sell it to another party without going through a government agent, somebody with an FFL license who then has to approve of it. Well, if the government has to approve of your sale, then it doesn't appear to me that it's a private sale. It's not private any longer. So what happened in New Mexico is that the current governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, decided that apparently since her attempt to just shut down the ability to carry guns in Albuquerque and a couple other places was so adamantly opposed by just about everybody in Louisiana that she'd try something else. So she announced that there would be 3 gun turn-in events on November 4th. One was going to be in Las Cruces, and then another one in Albuquerque, and then another one was going to be close to Santa Fe. It's a town with a little different name. I'll probably dig it up a little later. And they announced this, a couple weeks in advance, so I was able to put out an article about it saying they were coming.
Yep.
And I got a hold of the state police in New Mexico and asked how much money was allocated, because it's a critical thing.
Right.
You know, if they only allocate a couple thousand dollars, you know that the money's going to be gone very quickly. If they allocate $500,000, it's going to last a lot longer. But they never got back to me. They had plenty of time, but they just never did. And unfortunately, the New Mexico State Police are starting to get a reputation of not being all that responsive to requests for such information. So, what I found out later, and what happened, is they had these 3 events, and they're giving out a substantial amount, their prices, and who knows where they come up with these prices. They ought to ask me. I'm a, you know, I'm a subject matter expert. I tell them what would be a good value for the money.
Right.
I do a lot better than they do, I'll tell you. And in this one, they said they would give out $200 for a pistol, any pistol, working or not, and they would give out $300 for any long gun, working or not. Well, to me, you know, this was like, it's like a red flag. I mean, any gun shop in the area that's got some old clunkers or people that have a shotgun that's, you know, the hammers are gone off of it for a double barrel, or maybe the barrel's been sawed off and it just doesn't work very well anymore. I mean, I'd be turning those in for $300 and you'd get a pretty nice shotgun for $300.
Clean out.
Brand new.
Clean out the back room.
Yeah. And that's what happened in Dallas. We talked about that when I was up there. There were a couple of gun sellers that brought in a lot of guns that were not selling very well, and they were only getting $200 for a long gun there. So what happened was entirely predictable. The first people in line who got there very early and made sure that they were in line cleaned up on the money that was available, and everybody else waited in line and waited in line while the police processed the first, you know, couple hundred guns that came in. And then they were told, no more gift cards, we're sorry. And we had a person at the Albuquerque event, some participants, I guess, said this. I'll quote from the KRQE article. Participants tell News 13 the line to get into the event was like a parking lot. You sit in your car for an hour and a half, you know, for $200 for one pistol. So the guy laughs, and you burn a lot of gas while you're waiting, too. And then the state police told gun owners they could leave their weapons, even though they didn't have any money left.
That was what I was going to ask you. If they run out of money, could they require them to leave the guns anyway?
Well, this guy at the event talked into KRQE said, I wasn't going to do that. Nobody else was either, because everybody was heading for the gate and leaving. Now, some people did, it turns out. The police said they got 160 firearms turned in after they ran out of gift cards. Now, I've noticed that at these events, there are basically three groups, and they overlap a bit, that turn in firearms. There's the inheritors, you know, who inherited a gun from
somebody.
And they don't know anything about it. They're not interested in it. They just know they have this gun, and they kind of want to get rid of it, but they don't have the gumption to go up and take it to a gun shop or a gun show, and they don't do any research online. And then somebody says, hey, they're paying money for guns at this gun turn-in event. And they say, well, I get solve two problems. You know, I get rid of this gun, and I'll get some bucks for it. And they show up, and sometimes the guns they bring in are not worth much. Like when I was in Dallas, I saw some pistols that I probably wouldn't have given $25 for. You know, I mean, some old RGs, they don't have a good reputation, revolvers and things like that. And then you get some of them bring in a nice Browning Auto 5 shotgun that's probably worth $500. And, you know, and then, or as happened to one of the people at the Dallas event, they brought in a Minty. I mean, I don't think it had ever been fired.
Right.
Colt SP1, their first civilian version of the AR-15. And they ended up paying $400, twice what they were offering at the buyback, but it's worth, on the collector's market, $2,000 to $3,000. So,
hang on for me if you will. Hang on for me if you will. We're going to talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. You just tickled me with that one. This is Lock and Load. We'll
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. He was telling me about this stupendous gun buyback event in New Mexico. He caught me on the... So tell me about this cold again.
Yeah, so what happened is that there were a lot of people waiting in line at these three events in New Mexico. And the first people in line unloaded their unwanted guns that mostly probably weren't worth that much, because if you go to all the trouble to get first in line and you have a bunch of guns, you probably have a pretty good idea what they're worth. That's what happened in Dallas. Now, so we saw that in Albuquerque, and here's a quote from a participant, and he said, the governor sponsored this thing. It didn't go smooth. They said it was. It was just a fiasco. And then, so I unfortunately didn't have sources at these events. Tried to have a source, but I was able to comb through the internet and find some reports of what went on. And then in Las Cruces, somebody reported on Craigslist. I thought that was an interesting thing. They put a complaint on Craigslist because they knew it'd get published. And here's what they said. Poor planning on the part of our state police at this event. Dozens of people lined up before the event even started at 8 o'clock, and it was over before 9 a.m. The event was scheduled to run until 2 p.m. I was about 20th in line when I arrived at 7:45 a.m., but the line never even moved until they started telling folks the event was over. They said they ran out of fun, organized by our joke of an organization, New Mexico State Police. Now, he was kind of disgruntled, I think. So what we see is that they had a lot of disappointed people, and they collected a few, you know, some firearms. They got, they put out an announcement and said 279 firearms were purchased at the three locations, and they gave the number of handguns. You know, you've got to wonder about a police organization that can't differentiate between rifles and shotguns. Now, it said, the event said that they would give $300 for every long gun. You know, a lot of shotguns were turned in because shotguns are common.
Right.
And yet, they only said that handguns and rifles were turned in at all three events. At Albuquerque, 56 handguns, 54 rifles. At Las Cruces, 31 handguns, 56 rifles. And third place was Espanola. It's near Santa Fe. And so they collected 19 handguns and 63 rifles. But there's not a single mention of a shotgun being turned in. So I'm convinced that when they say rifles, they really meant long guns. So we know how much they're willing to pay for a long gun.
Right.
And we know how much they're willing to pay for a handgun. So if you do the math on those 279 firearms, it comes to $73,100. And in the newspaper article, they said that they had handed out $73,200 worth of gift cards. One gift card here or there, I'm willing to believe that they might have miscounted something. And then they claimed they had another 160 firearms turned in for no money. So doing the math, which I've always had a bit of a talent for these kind of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Math. So that means that 160 guns that were turned in after they ran out of the gift cards were 73 handguns and 87 long guns. So there is that component. I mentioned the estate type to inherit a firearm and then turn it in because they want a little money and they don't want to go to the trouble to figure out the best way to get rid of it. And then there are the economic types. Those guys were first in line, and they knew how much their guns were worth, and they wanted to make money on the event, and I'm sure they did. And then you have the ideological types, and of course there's some overlap. There's always some overlap between these types, but the ideological types is they want to turn in a gun and have it destroyed because, well, they don't like guns.
Because gun's bad. Gun's bad.
Yeah, right? I mean, that is just crazy. I've mentioned before, and I will mention it again because it's just so bizarre to most of us, is the Tucson event where somebody brought in a real minty 4-inch Colt Python. You know, that deep, lustrous blue. I had somebody sent me a picture of it. It's worth thousands of dollars. And people offered this person thousands of dollars for it rather than turn it in for, I think they got $100. And they were adamant, no, they wanted that gun destroyed. So we don't allow that anymore. In Arizona, we passed a law saying you turn guns in at these events, you get guns. If the police get guns from a turn-in, they have to sell them. You know, they put them up for auction or whatever, and then the proceeds go to benefit the public treasury.
Sure.
Which just makes sense. I mean, why would you just destroy stuff that's valuable for no reason? I mean, we don't just destroy cars that you confiscate. You know, you put them out at auction. They're most valuable things. You don't just destroy them, but the people want to make, you know, who run these events are trying to make a political statement. Guns are bad. You know, turn them into the police. Well, that's why I love to see private purchasers, private buyers at these events, where they, you know, they send out the message, whether it's intentional or not, guns are valuable. We pay cash. And, that, it was really fun to see that in Dallas, and I did have a source at the recent El Paso event. I'll be talking to him on tomorrow, so hopefully I'll be able to get an article about what happened there as well. And I hesitated. I didn't buy any guns when I was in Dallas. I mean, first off, that wasn't my primary concern. I was trying to cover the event, take pictures, do interviews, all that kind of thing.
Right.
But after the event was over, people were still showing up. And I realize now that there was an old antique 32 revolver that I probably could have picked up for $50 if I'd have been sharp, because they weren't offering any money for them anymore. The gift cards ran out long before. And as an antique, something made before 98, I wouldn't have been violating any of the federal laws on purchasing a firearm across state lines, because antiques are not firearms under federal law.
Yeah,
so maybe
you,
if I ever
you would be putting your freedom up for grabs. You would be betting people know what you know. So I mean, that was interesting. But anyway,
it's a good point.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. This article, like all the other things that we talk about here, Dean and I, you can find these at amaland.com, the biggest website of its type on the planet. Dean is the biggest writer on the biggest website, which makes him the biggest writer. So check that out, amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. This marks the second interception by a U.S. Navy vessel in the area since the October attack by Hamas on Israel. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping engaged in a significant meeting in Northern California. The high-stakes discussion in San Francisco coincided with ongoing conflicts around the world.
We also have a responsibility to our people and the work in the world to work together when we see it in our interest to do so.
This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. The Israel-Hamas conflict is continuing, with the Israeli military conducting a targeted operation at the main hospital in the Gaza Strip. They're citing it as an action against Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten, and let's finish up about those guys.
I'll just finish up about the gun turn-in events, and that is that a lot of people have expressed concerns about purchasing a firearm at these events because they're afraid they might get a firearm which had been stolen. Well, there are some of these events, including the recent ones, the three in New Mexico, check all the firearms to see if they are stolen. And in the one in New Mexico, 483 firearms were turned in, and they found two guns which had been stolen. And then I looked through my records and found another event where they had checked the guns, and about 2,000 were checked in Phoenix in 2012, and they found four guns which had been stolen. So the odds of getting a stolen gun are tiny, 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 something like less than 0.5%.
Right.
And when I checked the laws relating to receiving a stolen firearm, all of them have provisions that you had to know the firearm was stolen before you are prosecuted. And so you never see, well, never is an absolute term. Let's say you almost never see anyone prosecuted for possession of a stolen firearm if they can legitimately show that they didn't have any reason to believe it was stolen when they got it.
Right.
And that would have been the case at most of these gun turn-in events. The other thing about these events is they're being fueled by government money created out of thin air by the Biden administration. I think it's called the American Rescue Plan, where they created like $1.5 trillion, not million, not billion, trillion dollars out of thin air. Of course, that fuels inflation, which everybody's paying more at the pump and more for food and more for just about everything. House prices have gone sky high. Well, that's what's fueling these gun buybacks. The people, well, turn-ins, I should say. A lot of the politically connected people that Biden has handed the money out to, you know, said, well, we've got to spend this somehow, and these gun turn-in events are one of the ways they do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, yeah, that's not surprising. That's not surprising. They're going to spend that money if they can, but when you were talking about the antique gun, though, see, how many law enforcement people do we know that would actually know that? That if you,
I think a fair number would. Now, you got to remember, too, the law enforcement types who are checking things, the ones who take down the serial numbers and record them and stuff at these events, they are usually, I mean, the ones I've talked to have all been the firearms guys, the gun guys in their department. They're usually firearm instructors.
Right.
That's what they were in Dallas. And I was talking to those people there, and I asked them, I said, and they said, oh, this one doesn't have any serial number. And I said, well, yeah, that's pretty common, you know, 368. And they said, yeah, you know, we know a lot of guns before pre-68, before 1968, didn't have serial numbers on them. I said, do you get very many of them turned in? And I said, yeah, we see quite a few. So amongst people who are knowledgeable about guns, it's pretty common knowledge. But, and the big thing is that when they, you know, draft people to serve at these gun events, they want people that know something about guns. So most of the time, there will be people who understand the laws and the frequency with which people show up with antiques. So I suspect that that would not be a problem at most events. And, you also, when you see somebody's credentials, that, you know, he's a subject matter expert, I think they have a...
So do you have credentials like that?
Well, I can just point them to AMOLAT.
Yeah. They should make us credentials.
I've written several thousand articles about this stuff, guys.
We should
have... A certified instructor in 1973.
We should get some ID cards for that one. Subject matter experts.
Yeah,
So that we could, we could walk in there and like, of course this gun is an antique. It was made 5 minutes ago? It's an antique, I tell you.
Well, it uses black powder and has percussion. It's definitely considered an antique non-gun, but anyway. I could have some fun with that. And I like the old, the first generation or the second generation of cartridge pistols, revolvers generally. I have an affinity for. I just kind of like them. They're usually extremely well made because they're all made by expert craftsmen in those days. And we're talking about guns that were meant for the military, so they underwent significant tests. And right now, I have a couple of the old German Reich revolvers and one of the French, a couple of the French ones, the 1873 French model. And unfortunately, the American versions are just hideous. Well, let's say they're very popular and very expensive.
Gotcha.
So I picked up some of the European ones, and they're just they're really nice revolvers, considering they're over 100 years old. You know, so it's just kind of interesting to see how people solved the problems they had back then. Now, one of the things that I've noticed about these revolvers, they usually have fixed sights, and that makes sense because they only had one load. You know, when you're using black powder, you have to fill the case up so that the powder is slightly compressed. So there's no purpose in served in having adjustable sights in most cases. And that's why the rifles and pistols of the period generally had fixed sights. And, you know, the load shot to where the sights were adjusted to, and that was it. But they also had extremely, well, let's see, very little practice with firearms because ammunition was so expensive. I mean, when I look at the records, they'd shoot like maybe 18 to 24 rounds a year for military officers who carried pistols. You know, that was their practice. So there's maybe a reason that pistols didn't gain a reputation for being accurate until, you know, right about 1880 or so.
Right.
They started that the Smith & Wesson top rate pistol, the Model 3, had a reputation for accuracy and some of the others. And, you know, ammunition was becoming somewhat less expensive as it was being mass produced as well.
Well, that that didn't sound like a whole lot of practice, but anyway, as usual, that's all very interesting. We're coming up on the last break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about another bear attack on the Japanese island of Hokkaido, which I don't know how many people on the American side actually know these kind of things happen. So this is
astounded. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, sort of an exclusive right here, brought to you by Dean Weingarten, who has the biggest database of bear attacks of anybody I know in North America, which is, you know, it's fascinates me. The subject matter is fascinating. This article, along with the last article we just talked about, you can find these at amelan.com, where Dean has written, he's got nearly 2,400 articles there, 2,300 plus. And, it's quite the archive waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dean Weingarten. So then, the bear. Let's talk about this bear. This is the end of the month, last month.
This was, it happened on the very last day of the month, October 31st, on the Japanese island of, I'm going to say Hokkaido. And it was a brown bear, but we call it grizzly bear or a Kodiak bear. And these are big bears. They're on this island. There's a lot of salmon runs that occur on this island. And this bear was up on a mountain. And there were three guys that were hiking the mountain. And they were middle-aged because it's reported that two of them were in their 40s. So I'm suspecting the third guy was probably about the same age. And they're hiking up this trail, and this bear comes at them from behind, and he starts mauling the last guy in line, and he's mauling the second guy in line. But while this is going on, the guy in front of the line happens to have a hunting knife, and he goes after the bear, and he's effective enough that the bear breaks off the attack and takes off. Well, then what happens is the authorities go up to investigate this attack, and they find two bodies up there. They found a brown bear dead, and they found the body of a 22-year-old man who had been missing from 2 days before, and they identified it with DNA because it was pretty badly mauled and been eaten somewhat.
Right.
And what it appears is that this brown bear had killed this previous hiker and had cached his body as a food source. And then when the other three guys came up, it was defending the body of the hiker that it was feeding on against these other three guys. Now, I would love to know the model and make of the knife this guy was carrying, because he was very effective with it. I've seen a few accounts of people who killed grizzly bears with knives, and they usually get tore up pretty badly in the process. But this guy apparently had very minor injuries, if any. Of course, he was going after the bear after it was going after his other two buddies.
Right.
So when the bear is occupied on somebody else, it's apparently possible to get in a few good strikes with a knife before the bear decides that it's got to, break off the attack. And that's similar to the case that happened a few years ago in Canada with a black bear. The guy had his dog with him. and the dog jumps in between him and the bear, and then the bear grabs the dog, and then the fellow, I'm trying to remember his real name, but his screen name is Kanawha on Free Republic. He jumped past the dog, then jumped on the back of the bear and started stabbing the bear in the neck, Tarzan style. And he killed that bear pretty quickly, and his dog recovered, and all he got in the incident was a minor cut. So it can be done. I would recommend, a handgun or a rifle or a shotgun, but if you don't have them, a knife can work. And frankly, if I had to have a bladed weapon, I'd rather have a spear, get a little more standoff. You got to get it really close with a knife.
You got to get in within claw swipe distance.
Though. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so they found this bear, dead bear, and they found the body of this previous hiker. So now, the other thing that really surprised me is how many bear attacks where they actually have injuries have happened in this year in Japan. Now, I think most bear attacks probably get reported in the United States, and we're looking at, a couple dozen a year, and we've got like most of a million, half a million to a million black bears in the United States, and 300 million people. Well, in Japan, they believe, and the bear population has been increasing rapidly in Japan, and by one account, it's up to about 44,000. Well, that's not even a tenth of what we have in the United States. But in this last year, they had 177 people attacked by bears, which is a record. And before that, they had 158 in 2020. And they had a number of people killed, too. I mean, not just injured. And I'm just astounded that they have so many bear attacks in Japan. So when I started doing a little research, what we find out is that about half, more than half, of Japan is heavily wooded mountain areas.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of wild land in Japan. Japan, the whole area of Japan is just a little smaller than Montana. Montana is a pretty big state. And so they have two species of bears. They have these essentially grizzly / brown bears on Hokkaido. That's the northernmost island. It's a big island. And then the rest of the islands don't have those. They have the European black bear. And those are closely related to the American black bear, but they seem a bit more aggressive. And they have those bears are, they think the population has tripled in recent years to 44,000. Well, that's a lot of bears. And what's happening is because the Japanese human population is decreasing, many of the rural agricultural villages that are up in the mountains are being abandoned. And the farms are being abandoned, and you don't have, we see it in some states, like maybe North Dakota. Well, that was before the big oil boom, I guess.
Right.
Anyway, people, there's just not enough people to fill all the houses, and so the farms get abandoned. And that has led, there are still people around, but these abandoned farms have fruit trees and former pastures and stuff, and they have food that bears are interested in, and the bear population's increasing, so the bears are moving in where the people are moving out, and you get more contact with people, and you get these record numbers of bear attacks. I mean, who would have thought it? Japan. I just never thought of Japan as having a lot of bears and having bear attacks. But here in Japan, they have more bear attacks than in the entire United States.
Well, I mean, they're about to have a big problem, and thanks to Fukushima, they've got a bunch of radioactive boars that are out there that they're going to have to deal with at some point. And
yeah, the boar population as well as the bears are going up, and some people have been attacked by boars as well as bears in Japan.
When I was stationed in Europe, the boars, they were very used to humans.
Right.
So they would be more than willing to get very, very close to us. I mean, it was, yeah. It's a little unnerving because when you realize how much they can eat, and they never travel alone, so they're always a herd of boar. So Japan's going to have that problem coming up, too. They're going to deal with that very shortly as well.
Yes, you are correct. So anyway, that's what's happening in Japan. I was surprised by it, but I had read a little bit about bear attacks, but I thought it was mostly confined to Hokkaido up in the, you know, the far north where they have the grizzly bears.
Right.
Apparently these black bears, which are about the size of our black bears,
right,
maybe slightly smaller, but are much more aggressive, and partly because I'm sure the population is unarmed, and so the black bears, if they start getting too, aggressive, they don't just get shot like they do here.
Nope, they. But if you got somebody who knows what he's doing with a knife, they might get dealt with, right?
Yeah, he's got to get awfully close. Maybe they'll start carrying spears on their hikes.
They probably outlaw them. Anyway, you know that's...
Oh, you are probably correct.
In any event, we're about to come to the end of our time for the week. Once again, as usual, Dean, I always appreciate your collaboration, your time, your storytelling, all that stuff. I always appreciate that.
And it's always fun.
Because Dean's always writing. Dean never, I mean, even when Dean is on vacation, Dean is writing. When Dean is on holiday, when he's on walkabout, he's writing. So, I mean, it's always something with him. Check out his stuff at amoland.com. As for me, I will be back on Monday. And you should heed this that I'm about to tell you. It's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. Not any of the stuff that they do that you read about. All of this is all designed to control every aspect of your life, everything about you. It always has been, always going to be. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.